Bernie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I've got just a few minutes. Tell me what you learned and what was more impactful from your latest polls that were released last night.
Well, the good news from the poll is for Virge Bernero is that he improved his position from the last survey by 8 points, from 49 to 37%. The bad news is that Rick Snyder improved his position by 6 points, from 49 to 55%, meaning that the margin went from a 20-point lead to an 18-point lead, and there's only about 4% undecided, 4% looking at other candidates, and I think that Verge would have to turn all, not only convince all the undecided, but those voting for the 4% for other candidates, and convert about 5% of Rick Snyder's vote to break even.
Well, this is a sample of 600 people from around the state. What I find interesting is the event I was at General Motors. There were no Rick Snyder fans there. There were plenty of Virge Bernero fans hooping and hollering. But I think, as you mentioned yesterday, you believe that unless Verge's television campaign has been impactful enough, he's going to have a tough row to hoe.
Yeah, and if these announcements had happened 2 or 3 weeks ago, where Verge could develop an advertising campaign to take advantage of it, it might have made things much more interesting. But you know, good things are starting to happen with the consumer confidence going up, it seems to be a bad break for the Democrats and Verge because it's happening too late and too close to the election for the message to really get out.
All right, we're going to talk about these polls. Also, Bernie, on Monday, I want to chat with you about what the legislation is doing during this election period. Is much work going to get done? And a couple other questions I have for you. So I look forward to pulling up a cup of coffee and chatting with you on Monday.
Sounds like fun, Tony.